This is Brock and Salk's Blue 88.
Blue 88! Blue 88!
We take you to the field as Brock Huard breaks down three football questions as only he can.
Now here's your hosts, Brock Huard and Mike Salk.
Good football questions for Brock. We call Blue 88. We'll start with this one. I know you were, in addition to wearing all your Husky gear today, you were watching the game yesterday and around a whole bunch of the guys who played on that team. They played against your guy, J.J. McCarthy. Are they as smitten as you?
Well, let me just set the tone a little bit here.
Okay, set the scene.
Set the scene just a little bit.
Yeah.
Have a nice lunch with Big Bro, the Needle. What a great guy. Watching Husky hoops and thinking to myself, man.
You're at the Needle?
No, the Needle. You don't know who the Needle is?
Oh, Spence.
Spencer. Spencer Haas. Legend.
Spence Needle.
Jeez.
Lived here for 15 years. I've never heard
that's his nickname.
One person refer to him.
Well, now you
way.
Know it now.
Okay. Has that always been his nickname?
Yes.
Hey, okay. Never heard that one.
Well, maybe also not. His social handles, I think, too. Spence Needle.
It is. Maybe that wasn't his nickname in college, but that is his.
Okay.
That's his moniker. That's his go-to.
So I thought you and Damon, high watching, rollers that you are, yeah. were watching the game up at the top of the Needle.
Watching the Huskies, thinking to myself, man. Remember when I got so wound up about this? Remember how, like, the Pac-12, and we talked to Gus yesterday.
Scott Suggs missing threes.
Oh, so just passionate about Husky basketball, and I will be one day.
Abdul Gaddy gets slaughtered.
Especially if they get this higher right.
Missing layups.
And then over there in the corner was a bunch of Husky football players. And I'm like, huh, this would be good. This would be good for the radio. If I go over there and just chat with them, and one of them's birthday, and just a whole group of the guys that did play against JJ last year. So I walked up to the table, and, you know, said hello and introduced myself and some, you know, fun chatter. So, okay, quick question for you guys. You're John Schneider. You're the Seahawks. You taking J.J. McCarthy? It's your guy?
Really?
Oh, it was a... No. We wanted him to throw. You kidding me?
Really?
All he did was run the ball. So, you know, I took it. Boom, 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 boom. I took all these punches, and I was like, okay, so fancy me this. How many picks did he throw in 14 games? Right? And then we just started to work through it and started to have this conversation. I wasn't trying to turn him. But by the end of it, they're like, wow, that's how they think at the next level. Yeah, that's how they think at the next level. Like, it isn't just about your path. And we talked about Penix in the same way. They're like, well, Penix getting drafted before him. I was like, I don't think so. And then I felt like Kirk Cousins, Russell Wilson. Remember that old debate with all those Michigan State guys and everything else? And I was like, you know, again, this is not about Michael's past injuries. It's projecting him forward. And that's where some of the rub is. But by the end,
you're arguing with a bunch of college kids.
I said, by the end, we'll see. Next Friday is his pro day. And just watch me. If he runs what they say he could run, if he runs in the 4.4s, they're like, he runs in the 4.4s. He's first round pick. I was like, all right, good. I'll get your appetizer next.
Question number two.
No, hey, by the way,
there
is no way, and this is Damon, and I'm staying with Damon and Julie, there is no way that you would sit there and talk to those guys and ever say that. 15 years ago, you would. You would not sit with those guys and go, a bunch of college kids. You would leave that table and go, wow.
Bunch of men.
These are a bunch of men.
Yeah.
Like, they're grown-ups.
Yeah, they're getting paid.
They're all adults.
Yeah.
You know, they're...
Some of them grow up.
22, 23.
Just another advantage to the
years
NIL
old.
System.
Yeah,
all right.
Sure.
Question number two, Brock. You mentioned the name Terrell Dodson earlier. Who is he? Why is he unsigned?
Yeah.
Could he land here in Seattle?
Yeah, Texas A&M guy. Athletic linebacker, Mr. Tennessee out of high school, five-star, 5A player of the year, just an absolute stud, goes to A&M. It was just kind of inconsistent, was a little bit of a running back, a little bit of a linebacker, was good, and by the end was good, but was never great. And I think even went undrafted to Buffalo, or was a late-round pick to Buffalo, and just kind of had to build himself up. Had some off-the-field issues as a rookie, worked himself back into being, I think he won their Community Man of the Year last year. And when he played at a high level. I mean, the Pro Football Focus guy, if you just did nothing, if you're an athletic guy and you are an athlete, and I don't want to just frame Justin as a PFF guy, but if you're a PFF guy or gal, you'd look at Pro Football Focus and say, how in the world is this guy not signed? He was their number one graded linebacker. He was their number three graded coverage linebacker. How is he not signed? A little bit undersized. Has not been the guy and is probably with his agent looking for payday after 4 or 5 years. That payday, I think now the market is simmered. Everybody else took their linebackers. Hopefully the Seahawks can get a deal done with him or Jerome Baker because they need it. That linebacker room right now is near empty.
What were his off-the-field issues?
Not your favorites. But I don't know the extent of it, so I don't know all the details of that. But
domestic abuse?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
This is the same organization, right, that said they wouldn't do that?
Well,
I just want to remember. It's always hard to.
I think there's.
Just got to keep my memory on this.
Yep. I think that there's. Yeah. That's.
All right, just checking.
Yep.
Okay. Question number three. Seahawks doing something real positive in the community, Brock. Tell me a little bit more about what they're doing. This is a cool thing for every sports fan.
This is like, man.
Home run here?
This is a home run.
Yeah.
It is flag football for girls in high school. And it's got to happen. And I've seen it happen in other states. I've seen it in Colorado absolutely blossom and take off. I was in Arizona at spring training, that Monday of spring training when we were all hanging out. I said, I'm going to go see my buddy Jeff, old roommate from Washington. Mm-hmm. His daughter plays now flag football. It's now a sanctioned sport in the state of Arizona, as it is in Colorado, and it needs to be a sanctioned sport in the state of Washington. So the governing body, the WIAA, will be voting on this at the end of next month. You have already seen this. There have been a ton of awesome ventures already and initiatives put out there, and the Seahawks have put, I mean, like nearly $500,000 into this thing already. The NFL, it is super important to them, Salk, to see this get done, and it's going to be an Olympic sport in 28. Like in LA, it's going to be an Olympic sport.
Very cool.
So having firsthand experience of watching this, of practicing the very first practice in Arizona I got to be a part of, and it was such a freaking blast. And watching hundreds of girls turn out at the different high schools in Colorado, like I want to play football. I want a chance to play. This is so stinking fun. Like this is a no-brainer to me. WIAA, state of Washington, come on now. I really don't know. Like, this is not a sport that requires, like, hockey, like lacrosse, like travel baseball, an inordinate amount of money. It's two flags and a belt and a football, okay, for crying out loud. Yeah, maybe some mouthpieces and headgear can come into play.
No, but it's more akin to soccer in terms of the equipment necessary.
Yes, yeah. And there is a huge passion for it. Get this done, WIAA. Maybe we'll have to talk to some people over, some of those voting members over the next month or so. That vote is at the end of April. If you know anybody, if you want to make some noise, if you're at high schools and you're clamoring for this, let's make sure that this gets done because this absolutely should be a sanctioned sport in this state.
All right, there you go. That is today's Blue 88, three good football questions for Brock.